Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this Christmas edition of 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight's programme is a sort of lessons and carols, the lessons being lessons we can learn rather than Bible reading lessons. So let's think first about prophecy. Prophets are people who can see things. They're often called seers. They can see things when other people don't notice anything. They can see things before they happen. They point things out, and they call a spade, and they interpret what's going on. They point things out even before they happen. They forthtell and they foretell. So 750 years before the birth of Christ, Isaiah and other prophets, such as Micah and Zechariah, said that God's anointed one, in Hebrew the word is Messiah, and in Greek the word is Christ, but God's anointed one would come from heaven to earth. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Matthew and Luke wrote about the good news, or the gospel, and pointed out that it was the fulfillment of all these prophecies. Christmas, the birth of Christ, is a mystery. A baby in a stable, a star guiding wise men, angels telling shepherds, Herod's massacre of the children, and the idea of God becoming a baby. It all sounds strange and puzzling. But you know how sometimes we look at stones in the snow and we think nothing of it, it's just stones in the snow. But then you notice how the stones seem to form a picture. Maybe it's an animal or a face or an object. And once you see the picture, you can't help but see it every time you look at the stones in the snow. It's the same with Christmas. It looks strange, but Matthew and Luke's Gospels and the prophets interpret it for us. Look at Jesus and keep looking and you will see the invisible God making himself visible. You'll see God's love in flesh and blood. You'll see the reason for the season. Here's the Huddersfield Choral Society singing Joy to the World.
Joy!
An angel came to Mary. Oh yes, sounds a bit weird. Angels are messengers of God, so people can be wee angels to one another. Two friends of mine, Stuart and Liz, wanted a baby, but they couldn't have one. For years, this childless couple prayed hard for a baby. One day, another friend of theirs said to them, out of the blue, I have a message for you, from God. Next year, you will have a baby. It will be a boy, and you must call him Peter. Next year, sure enough, they had a baby. Yes, it was a boy, and they felt very obliged to call him Peter, so they did. Mary was chosen not because she's so special. Mary was very ordinary. Nazareth was a dump. There was a saying in those days, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Joseph was just a local carpenter, and they weren't even married yet. God has always delighted in picking ordinary and unlikely people for his purposes. So Mary was not chosen because she is special. But Mary is special because God has chosen her. God loves to work in partnership with us. God and parents produce children. God and farmers produce crops. God and doctors heal patients. God and us are a team. God does all the necessary things, and we submit to his will like Mary. We say, "Thy will be done." Have you said okay to God recently? Have you ever said okay to God? I have. That's why I'm speaking to you now. It wasn't easy for Mary. She didn't understand. She didn't understand Jesus all through his life. She had to watch her son being crucified. But Mary will be eternally grateful for the privilege of being a carrier of God to the world. That's a job we can all share in. Here's "The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy" by the BBC Welsh Chorus. There was no room for them in the inn. The innkeeper, you see, was a very busy man that day. He was a very tired man, too. Bethlehem was chock-a-block because of the Roman census, the head count. There was no room at his inn, so what could the poor man do? It was not his fault. He was very sorry for the sorry-looking strangers, but he was a businessman running a business, not a charity. He couldn't go and throw somebody else out of bed. He'd no idea who it was. No angel had come to tell him. If only he had known. But even then, what could he do? A baby was born in New Zealand. It was an orphan with no mum or dad. So the authorities asked people if they would adopt her. No one in the whole list of adoptive parents would take her. So they went back to the top of the list and tried again. Eventually, they found a couple willing to adopt her, after some persuasion. She grew up to become one of the greatest opera singers ever. In great demand all over the world, people paying fortunes just to hear her sing. She is Dame Kiri Te Kanawa. If the innkeeper had known that the baby in his stable was Jesus Christ, God on earth, he would have moved heaven and earth to think of something. The Bible only has the one sentence. There was no room for them in the inn. What will the summary sentence of our lives be? Had room for Jesus or didn't have room for Jesus? Here's O Little Town of Bethlehem by the Canterbury Cathedral Choir. So we come to the birth of Jesus. Let me read to you from a new version of the Bible. This is the tabloid Bible, especially for you ragmag readers. Teenager in love. Carpenter denies rumours, quotes. A Nazareth-based carpenter is to marry his teenage bride despite the fact she is pregnant. The village is abuzz with rumours and innuendo. According to the girl herself, the whole thing is a miracle. "This angel appeared to me," said the girl, who as a junior cannot be named for legal reasons, "and told me I was going to have a baby. Naturally, I was confused. I mean, I don't know a lot about the process, but I know a man has to be involved somewhere. But the angel insisted that the baby will be the Son of God." Joseph, 48, her husband-to-be, was ready to call off the marriage. Now it appears that even he has been convinced. "God visited me in a dream and told me what was going on," he said to our reporter. "Now get out of my shop before I hit you with this mallet." The Nazareth Child Support Agency has praised Joseph's choice. "I think we'd have had quite a lot of trouble calculating the amount of maintenance the father should pay otherwise," they said. I mean, what is a reasonable figure for the owner of the world? Most of our neighbours in the village are sceptical of the girl's claims. "I can hardly believe that God would choose her," said one woman. "This is obviously just an attempt to jump the housing queue. You wait. When the baby comes, it'll be the red carpet treatment, private hospital bed, all mod cons, and it'll be the taxpayer who foots the bill. They only do it for the benefits." Here endeth the lesson. So, here's a couple of songs about the birth of Jesus. "Away in a Manger," sung by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, followed by Canterbury Cathedral's version of Silent Night.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the shepherds of Bethlehem were out in the fields minding their own business, counting sheep at night, enough to put you to sleep. Shepherds were looked down on in those days, even though Jesus set himself up as the good shepherd later on. They were looked down on because it was dirty work, and because they were unable to attend the synagogue and the temple because of their work. Minding their own business, they got a terrible surprise. An angel appeared, then a choir of angels, with news about the Saviour of the world, and to be born as a baby in a stable. Can you feel for them? They rubbed their eyes, they scratched their head, they looked at each other in disbelief. Do you see what I see? Should we go up to Bethlehem? I can't be bothered. I can't leave my work and my sheep. I don't believe it. It's too good to be true. Why would we be the first in the world to hear about it? The likes of us. We don't believe in angels. I don't want to go on a wild goose chase and then look silly. But some of the shepherds did go. Was it curiosity? Did they believe? Was it just obeying the command of the angels? Was it seizing the opportunity? Was it not wanting to miss out? Anyway, why are we celebrating Christmas? Here's Angels from the Realms of Glory with the Wells Cathedral Choir. Then came the wise men. If you think about it, the shepherds and the wise men between them represent the whole world. The shepherds were local, the wise men from far away. Shepherds were humble, the wise men might even have been kings. The shepherds uneducated, the wise men wise scholars. One was poor, the other rich, powerless and powerful, looked down on and highly respected. The shepherds were Jews, the wise men were non-Jews or Gentiles. The shepherds were minding their own business. The wise men were going out of their way, seeking and searching. The wise men persevered. They were guided by God. by the star, by the prophecies, by the experts of the prophecies. They worshipped the baby as God, and they gave gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We worship Jesus by giving him our gifts of time, talents, and money. Here's the Royal Philharmonic, the First Noel. Bye for now and have a very happy Christmas time. I leave you with the angels singing the good news about God being with us. How about you being a wee angel and spreading the good news that God is still with us today? Hark the herald angels sing by the Wells Cathedral Choir.